turunduse täht.
The marketing that's appealed to me most in the last 7 days is a video produced by Thai Life. It's a life insurance company in Thailand, and they produced a video, of course, working very hard toward they were obviously aiming to develop a viral campaign, and it's been very effective. As far as I know, they've had over 15 million views on YouTube and who knows how many on all the other platforms that the video is on. And I think the video is extremely well designed, because what's happening in the video is that they're doing something that's marketing. If marketing doesn't appeal to your emotions, it's never going to work. And so the campaign they've developed is very, very emotional, and it talks a lot about contributing and putting yourself in a situation where you can't contribute. Now, what's really fascinating about it is nowhere does the advertisement try to sell life insurance. What it's trying to do is sell some life lessons and engage emotions. And as a consequence, they're getting a tremendous amount of exposure. I'm curious to see how their conversion is working from that process. But certainly at the front end, they've caught my attention. I think they've done a great job.
Thank you, Anu.
I have a very different candidate. And I don't even know whom to give the award, but the story is as following. It was a couple of months ago when we had the story in media that on a small island that is called Kihnu in Estonia, that is still has very great traditions preserved. It means that one of the tradition is that the ladies drive motorcycles wearing the national costumes. And the national costumes are beautiful. They have long striped skirt that are very colorful, but they never use helmets because they think the helmets are ugly. That's true, by the way. And that has been there for the years. They have never used helmets. And then someone saw them in a TV that there was a lady without helmet driving a motorcycle, and it was brought to Estonian media. And then there was an artist or someone who came to a very bright idea in my mind. And the idea was as following. They took helmets and tried to design the helmets to be suited to the island's national costumes. They colored it striped or put a different pattern on the helmets, and they really look great. And the result was very good. The result was, for the first, the ladies loved the helmets. They thought that they are really going to wear it. And for the first time of their life, they really put the helmets on and understood it's not only secure, but it's not only beautiful, but it's also warm. And it might be a good thing when you have to drive there on the windy island. But for the third, it was interesting that Estonian police who noticed the artist and gave them an award for designing the helmets that were so popular. And for the fourth, they even now think about that the ladies in the island might use the winter time to paint the helmets in order to sell them in the wider area. So I think that if I put all things together and think that how such a thing that a helmet can become popular in not probably only in that small island, but I do hope that we are going to see the beautifully colored helmets in Estonia in the roads when people drive motorcycles. So this is my story.
That's very interesting.
Nice one. I don't have such a good ideas stories, but I have a small one. This week there was open first ice bar in Estonia, and it's a small one, not a huge, but it's in an old town, Viru Street, and it's always have this -6 degrees below zero. And of course it's for tourists. Most of the Russians will come in. They make money in easy way. You have to pay it 10 euros, and then you get 2 vodka shots for that money, and then it's cold already. You can move on. But of course we have such a places in a different places of the world. So this is not so unique. But I love the idea behind it, that actually behind this are the owners of the vodka brand Moe Moja Vodka, and they have calculated and tried to find out the way how to promote their vodka. They have been in a trouble to promoting its local Estonian brand, Moja Vodka. So this is what's behind that. So now it's their first, I would say, a nice promotion activity for tourists, because everybody now who will come and enter to this place will know about something more about Estonian Moja Vodka.
I like that a lot. And I think if I can add one more, because I think something that we forget is that, you know, sometimes it's marketing is not about getting new customers. It's not about getting new customers. It's about, you know, dealing with existing customers, getting existing customers to buy more often and all that sort of thing. And so I was told this story today, which really, I love it. I mean, I'm a big fan of Richard Branson's, and I have been forever. And I heard this story today that they created a situation where if you were calling in to customer service with a complaint or something, Richard's voice himself recorded this message. So it would be, "Hi, this is Richard Branson." And it would said, "I'm here to handle your customer service problem. And if somebody does not answer your call within 20 seconds, your next flight is free. 19, 18, 17. And of course, most of the time, somebody picks up the call before the 20 seconds. But what it means for the customer is that every call is like a lottery. It encourages the clients to call in with their complaints. That's the only way a company can ever learn. It also has the client sitting there going, "I hope they don't answer. I hope they don't answer." Where every other company has gone, "When are they going to answer? When are they going to answer?" So I think that that is probably one of the most novel, most interesting little marketing tricks I've heard about in a very long time.
Nice one. So which one we choose?
Who will get the award? Eric, what would be your choice?
Out of those four.
The guests are usually the first one. Didn't we tell you?
Yeah, no, I think that here's what I'd say. I feel like the Branson one to me is so unique and so interesting that I'd have to give it to Branson, except for one thing, that getting people to wear helmets is so socially responsible that I'm torn, and I feel like that's such a good campaign because it's got this social responsibility issue. So hang on a minute, I'm going to find a coin. I'm flipping here. I have a coin in this pocket. Hold on, here it is. Okay, so you have to tell me heads for, you call it heads for Branson, or no, you call it which one
heads
you want.
Heads for helmet.
Heads for helmet. Good idea. That's well done. All right, here we go. And it's tails. It's Mr. Branson. Mr. Branson wins it today.
Yes, okay. I agree. I agree. And Mr. Branson from my side also, because I noticed those helmets. I love those helmets. I love those people on Kihnu Island. But I would love to give to Mr. Branson our award. He has not got any yet.
I yeah. will give my vote to the island still, but as a 2-1, so Mr. Branson,